Hey, welcome back to Hunter, Logan, and Mike. This is episode 3. This is season 7, episode 3. Can't believe I'm consistently doing this again. Hooray! Now, before I go any further, you've been hearing me say in the last 2 episodes how I've been, I say mealy-mouthing, but I don't know if that's the right term or what it is, but I've been murmuring like the children of Israel. And finally, it's the 1st of November, and I said, you know what? God, let me repent. And I did. I repented. And I said, Lord, I am so sorry for being the way I've been. Here I am. You've given me a new place. And I haven't even thanked you one time for it. Since coming in here, I haven't thanked you one time for this place that you provided. I haven't even looked at the good of it. I haven't even looked at the goodness of it, what you've done. I don't have to bring out swimming pools. I don't have to bring out buckets. I don't have to dump when it rains. I don't have but a quarter of the space. But maybe that's all I need. I don't need all that space anymore. Maybe that's all I need now is a quarter of the space to do more. Because whatever you have for me, evidently, I don't need all that space anymore. And as I got to looking at things, there's a lot of things I don't need anymore. There's a lot of things I was doing that wasn't bringing anything into the station. A lot of things I was doing, we were just getting taken advantage of, really. So my whole attitude starts to change. Because I'm no longer complaining. I'm thanking. I'm thanking the Lord for what he has done and for what he's going to do. There's still a bunch of junk that's going on, but it's getting better. And it's coming to an end. I can see it coming to an end, I do believe. Now, at this point, Roylan is up and down with her recovery. She'll have a couple of good days, but seems like there'll be 3 or 4 bad days if she has a couple of good days. And I'm still at wit's end a bit, but I'm reading and praying. And in the Word, I started my 1-year Bible reading again. Now, that might not be all that big of a deal. Because I said, I don't read the Bible, which is not, I quit reading the Bible, but kind of not. I've explained that over and over again, but this is not the 1-year Bible where you read a verse of the Old Testament or chapter of the Old Testament, chapter of the New Testament, or Proverbs and a Psalm. It's just chronological in the Bible. So I started reading it that way, just something different. I started reading it that way and started praying. Not that I wasn't praying, but remember I told you that my routine had just got so messed up. So I had to find me a new routine. Had to find me a new normal for me. Had to find my new time with the Lord. My new time of being in my prayer closet. My new way of doing things. At the old place, I had a Bible here. I had a Bible there. I had everything set up for what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. And I had a routine. Well, I haven't had one of those since last January. And here we are in January now. You'll probably be hearing this after January, but while I'm recording this, it is January. So now I've figured out my routine. I've figured out how to do consistently what I do, reading the Word and praying. So after I've repented, started thanking God for everything, then I start looking at things in here. It's like, okay, how can I do what I need to do? Okay, God, tell me what you want me to do, but, how can I put this here? Where do I put this, and where does this go? And all of a sudden, I'm getting some empty bins, and some things are coming out of some bins, and things are going on the wall. things are going in certain places, and it's starting to look like an office / radio station again. Very cool. One of the things I start doing also is I'm screening for interviews for authors. Now, Mary Jane Holt, MJ, used to do that for us. Reach to Touch. She's no longer doing that. So I'm doing that with ones that I think will be beneficial. One of them was Ben Farrell, and he had a book about depression. A lot of people suffer with that, and he suffered with it himself, as successful as he was. And you can go look him up. His book was a great read too, and it was a great help to a lot of folks. So also in November, Brent and Jade Harrison come through. We hadn't seen them in 3 years. So they come in and guest co-host the morning show. Shelley Wilson comes in. She guest co-hosts the morning show as well. So we had two live guests that month. Slightly picking up a bit. And I'm slightly smiling a bit more. In fact, I'm actually smiling a lot more, because I've quit having the pity parties. And I've got a change in attitude. And I'm going forward with what God wants to do. I'm seeking Him. I'm seeking first the kingdom of God above all else. I'm going to live righteously and realizing that He'll give me everything I need. And I need a lot right now. There's some wants that I want, but I need a lot. There might be some stuff I need that I think I need that I don't need. And so, I just let the Lord take care of what needs to be taken care of. And that's what I'll do. So we get another call-in interview for some young ladies called Hinge Point. And I was so impressed with these young ladies, because they were talking all about Jesus. And teenagers, I'm talking about. They're writing their own songs, doing their own music. And I'm like, wow, man, this is great. Kids on fire for Jesus in this day and age. You got to be kidding me. This is wonderful. Very excited about that. And so that was a blessing to be able to talk to them and find them. So it's the end of the year, and I got to get to the doctor for my yearly checkup. And guess what? I'm healthy. Like, seriously healthy. Everything, all my levels are great. Everything. Man, I'm like, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a little heavier than I want to be, but it's not affecting my health. Evidently, I'm good. So Christmas is coming. Now, I'm not all excited for Christmas. I'm still a bah humbug. I ain't. Oh, that commercialism. No. Now, we did Christmas early this year, like 2 weeks earlier than Christmas Day, because my son works, one of them works offshore, and he was going to be out, and we didn't want him to miss Christmas. But we had a great Christmas, because every child and every grandchild was in, and we got a picture this time. And nobody was missing from Christmas. Everybody was there. And it was a wonderful, wonderful way to end the year. So I was excited. Was happy with that, to end the year that way. And now I'm happy. Now I'm looking forward to the new year. Things aren't where I want them to be yet, but they are, for me, a lot better than I was a few months ago, last August, or August of 23, I should say. August, September, October. Really, really just. Can you do that? I guess that's what it was. November, I repented, started changing things for the better. And my attitude changed too. Now, it ain't where I want it to be yet. But I believe it's going to get there, because I believe the Lord is doing some things on my behalf. And I just have to trust Him. I'm going to leave it right there for now. And can you believe we are almost caught up? Episode 4. Next week will bring us up into real time and we will be right on the money. Woo! Man, am I ready? Because I got an announcement to make. Can't wait. Hey, I love you. Thanks for hanging in there with me. Thanks for listening. Tell somebody about it if you can. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Hunter Logan 6400. Any episode you want to catch, anything you missed, you can get it at hunterlogan.org, along with any of my music, Reverb Nation also. And I'll see you next time.